How are things going in business, and how are they going specifically for women? Well, we turn to an expert in this area who has been in this area of expertise for years, Terry Barclay. She's the founder of and president and CEO of Inforum, and she's here to regale us with the latest information she has in the 2022 Michigan Women's Leadership Report and the other reports that tie in to this one, because there have been a few, and she's been involved in all of the studies here. And Terry, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Paul W. I'm glad to be inside and talking to you today.
Yeah, it's, well, 13 degrees. It is cold. It's doing what it's supposed to do in January in Michigan. It's cold and snowy. If it was anything else, we'd have problems, wouldn't we?
That's right. We wouldn't know what to do with ourselves.
So is the Women in the Workplace report the same as the 2022 Michigan Women's Leadership Report? That sounds like two different reports.
You're right. They are two different reports. The Women in the Workplace report is done by McKinsey and Lean In. And Inforum has been a big supporter of that by getting Michigan companies to participate in that national research. But the Michigan Women's Leadership Report is something that Inforum has done every other year for almost 20 years. This is our 10th report. We collaborate with the Mike Ilitch School of Business at Wayne State University to bring data on Michigan companies and where women are at those companies.
And I know that the answer is going to be there's been progress, but I sense that the answer is going to be not enough progress.
You're spot on. You're spot on. No, there really is, I think, some good news. Board diversity at the large companies. We looked at 82 of the largest public companies that are headquartered in our great state here. And we've tracked the progress of women on the boards, in the C-suites, and in the CEO roles. And we're seeing that, you know, there's progress. We're up to 24% of the board directors at those companies are women. That's up from 21% just 2 years ago. 14% of the named executive officers in the C-suite. And we have 5 women CEOs out of those 82. So progress, but you're right. We have much more attention to pay, and I think the pandemic has a little bit of an impact on that.
Well, and unfortunately, and this has probably been always the case, you and I have been talking for over 20 years about these things, women of color are lagging behind.
Yes. The numbers for women of color are really shocking, I think. Women of color hold only 2.8% of board positions, 2.8%. And that number really hasn't changed much in the last two decades. So we clearly have more work to do. And I think that's one of the areas that needs attention. And then the area that needs some serious attention is the talent pipeline. And that's really where that McKinsey research comes in. You know, they talk about the broken rung. And what that concept is, you know, we have parity at the entry level, 50-50, women and men. But that begins to change with the very first promotion, to the point that if you follow that all the way through the pipeline, you're down to 5 women CEOs at the top levels.
Part of that might be they have to leave the job for a while when they have babies. Is that part of it?
Sure. I think that all of those things are true. I also think, though, that what we're seeing in the last 2 years is a hollowing out of the talent pipeline because of the stress related to the pandemic. You know, people with school-age children, you don't know whether they're at home from day to day, the stress of finding childcare. during these. So that hits men and women because, you know, men are certainly a big part in shouldering child care responsibilities. So
now more than ever. Yeah.
Now you're right. Now more than ever. So we see the stress on families, and we've heard about the Great Resignation. The Great Resignation is real, and I think it started out impacting people in sort of frontline kinds of jobs, but now we're seeing the impacts of that at the management and executive levels in companies. Stress is resulting in some different decisions for families.
Sure, simply stated, and that's the only way I can state something, Terry, you know that, is simply. And that is, we're suffering from burnout, men and women, but yes. Women more so than men.
Yes. Well said, Paul W. Well said.
All right. Thanks for all the good work you do. Stay in touch. We don't want to just do this every 2 years when you do your report. We miss you.
Miss you, too. It's a plan.
Right.
So we're celebrating our 60th in this year, so I'll be back.
Excellent. Terry Barclay, Inforum president and CEO, getting ready for the big 60th anniversary here as we continue on this Monday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on News Talk 760 WJR.